What's good, everybody? Eden Reese is here in Anime Society, here to give my opinion on episode 2 and 3. I kind of slacked on episode 2, but we're going to get right into it. So episode 2, we got left off with Abel being captured, right? So second episode, Nell and Pesh, we see them again, you know, nostalgia hitting and, you know, memories with them, with those characters. But they fall on Ichigo. He figures out that Wakamoon is being taken over, and then the Quincy's are just wreaking havoc. And we know there's a Stern Ritter, one of like the main soldiers for the Majesty, whatever his name is. Ichigo goes over there with Chad and Inoue, what he made with Urahara as well, which is dope. You know, everybody's like, you know, little gang is coming back. And yeah, Stern Ritter Jay's whooping everybody's ass, just killing everybody, no mercy. And at the very end, we're seeing him, that he's versing the three girls that Aizen used to have, that make up like that big ugly monster, the big hollow, whatever, that can be controlled. And at the very end of the episode, we see that, you know, he clears them out and Ichigo is left to fight him. So we left with that big hanger, I mean cliffhanger, I was gonna say hangover, what the fuck. But anyways, yeah, you know, we better see like our first like battle with Ichigo, see where he's at, right? Episode 3, they're battling a little bit, you know. He looks like he's very strong, you know, like he can handle Ichigo, you know, but at the same time Ichigo can handle him. The Quincy looks really strong, you know. We're not used to that much. It was like we didn't see Uryu like strong enough, you know. There was like the whole anime, only like in the very beginning when he's introduced, like he was on par with Ichigo, I think, showed some promise or whatever. But like towards the whole show, I never remember Uryu versing a, you know, an Espada, a rank, you know, very very high rank Espada or anything. So yeah, you know, it really shows that this Quincy is really tough and strong. So, and you know, towards the episode, the three besties are still alive. They give up their arms to create that monster that I was talking about, and it looks like it starts whooping his ass, but it broke his neck too. But the guy just like snapped it right back in. So like, yo, are they immortal? Like, what the fuck? And then once they start getting reishi, the new thing here is like it gets it from everything. Like, it was getting it from Ichigo, the bestias, I think Inoue, Chad, like his shield, his abilities, his skin, and like Inoue's like healing barrier. That's like a very strong like reishi, whatever, absorbent. And yeah, we see like a little tiny, they didn't complete the fight. Ichigo, I think, fought with him for a little bit using his Bankai. It looks like Ichigo can, you know, stand toe to toe. It doesn't look like he's overwhelming him, the Stern Ritter Jay. It doesn't look like he's strong enough. He fuses with the monster, which is crazy. He looks like crazy. He looks like an abomination. But yeah, again, we get left off right there. You know, he's like transform or fuse with this, so he's even stronger, like crazy. So we better see what's up next. But so far, yo, Bleach is going crazy. Check out the episode. You know, I talked about a lot about every anime with my friend Pablo. And yes, see you in the next one.